This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the discussions on the 99 names of Allah, or the names and attributes of Allah. Apparently there's more than 99, and they're not even all agreed upon.
Yeah, the proof that there's more than 99, the Prophet says, لِلَّهِ تِسْعَوْا تِسْعِينَ إِسْمَا مِئَ إِلَّا وَاحِدَ مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He said that to Allah belong 99 names, 100 except for one. Whoever encompasses them does ihsa, this term. And I think we talked about this early on.
Yeah.
دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ will enter paradise. So does that mean that Allah Azza wa Jal, that's it, he has 100 names and that's it? No. And the proof for that is different statements that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. So for example, he taught us in one dua that we make, that we say, oh Allah, I ask you by every name that you have, that you revealed in a book, or you taught to any one of your servants.
Mm. That includes the angels.
That includes everyone.
Okay.
أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. Or you kept to yourself in the knowledge of the unseen. And so that basically means that there are names that Allah Azza wa Jal has that some He didn't teach to anybody.
Okay.
And they're just His. Also on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that he will come and he will bow down, he will prostrate in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he says, Allah Azza wa Jal will teach me Muhammad. He will teach me ways to pray Him that I don't know now.
Oh, interesting.
And then Allah Azza wa Jal will say to him, oh Muhammad, raise your head and intercede. Your intercession will be accepted. And it goes on. But the point being is the Prophet ﷺ is saying, I will be taught more praises of Allah Azza wa Jal that I don't know now. And then you have the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in another famous supplication. He says, لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. He says, I don't have the ability to praise you. Like everything that we know, it's not enough. You are as you praise yourself.
The only one himself is saying,
everyone falls short of praising Allah.
Okay.
Everyone. And so the only one. But then you have those who go the opposite route and they say, Allah has an unlimited amount of names.
Okay.
And that's not right either. Because to say that Allah has unlimited attributes would indicate that they're always increasing.
Oh, okay.
Right?
To infinity and beyond.
To infinity and beyond. And that's not right. They're finite. We just don't know what the number is.
Okay.
We don't know how many they are.
But the thing is, how do we know they're finite?
Because otherwise you're saying Allah Azza wa Jalla is creating new attributes.
Well, I guess that becomes an aqidah issue. And that, at that point, that's when I kind of check out.
All right. Your bags are ready, sir. They're in the lobby.
Cool. By the way, my curveball question in the last one in regards to Musa.
It's a discussion. I didn't really have time to go too deep into it, but it seems that there are scholars, there are tabi'een and salaf who said that Allah Azza wa Jal showcased a portion, very, very small share of His light and the mountain, and that's what caused the mountain to crumble. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.
Gotcha. Cool. What name and attribute are we doing in this one?
So we're doing Al-Kareem.
Al-Kareem.
Al-Kareem, the generous, right? That's how it's generally translated.
Okay.
Al-Kareem. However, let's just go a little bit deeper into it. Kareem doesn't mean the generous. Kareem means the one who no one is equal to.
Well, you can't even match his generosity.
Al-Kareem is not, it doesn't carry just the connotation of generosity. Kareem is someone who has no peers.
Okay.
So when Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Kareem, part of that is generosity, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is peerless. That's what Kareem means.
Okay.
So how did that get caught up or become so connected with generosity? When a person is generous, that attribute makes them peerless. Generosity is something that's so unique that the more a person, it makes you stand out.
Okay.
It makes you head and shoulders above everybody else. So he's
outstanding.
A person who's Kareem, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I guess that's what the word outstanding actually means.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
He's extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yep. So Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Kareem. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika Al-Kareem. Human beings, what has deluded you regarding your Lord Al-Kareem? And then Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. The one who created you, فَسَوَّاكَ, He made you equal in your creation to everyone else, or he well proportioned you, فَعَدَلَكْ, made you upright or corrected you, فِأَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكْ, in any way, that he wished.
This is
Surah Al-Infitar, yeah.
Okay.
رَكَّبَكْ. Anyway, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions him really being like Kareem in many different aspects.
I just imagine galaxies and exploding stars and
okay.
Great. You're like, okay, good for you.
Allah Azza wa Jalla, in a beautiful verse, he says, "Wallahu akhrajukum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a." Allah is the one who removed you from the stomachs or the wombs of your mothers. La ta'lamuna shay'a. You didn't know anything. وَجَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِذَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And he made for you, and then he mentions, you didn't know anything. You were completely ignorant. Mm-hmm. And then he gave you the tools for you to become knowledgeable. And that is, جَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ, he made for you hearing, and seeing, and أَفْئِذَةَ, hearts.
So are these verses tafsir for اقْرَبْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ
لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. What, these verses?
Yeah.
No.
Because how are they not? Because it almost relates to the idea of that Allah taught man that which they did not know.
Well, that comes a lot. Allah, yeah, Azza wa Jalla mentions a lot, like, you didn't know.
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
Yeah.
And I'm the one who taught you. عَلَّمُهُ الْبَيَانِ in Surah Al-Rahman.
Gotcha.
He taught you speech. He taught you how to communicate to others.
So Surah Al-Bayyinah, does that have any relation to that?
What do you mean by Surah Al-Bayyinah?
Because you talk about Bayan.
No. Bayyinah here is clear proof.
Okay.
And it's through evidence. Bayan, yes. Okay. It's through Bayan that you're able to establish evidence and clear proofs. Yeah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is
part of Kareem. Learning and just learning, research, understanding is to gain. So just a reflection. I'm just thinking about how if you talk about Bayan, Allah teaching in this regard, and the idea of Bayan is evidence, mm-hmm, and the idea of learning and Allah teaching that which we don't know. The idea is don't take something at face value, even just knowledge itself, but seek to establish as proof of evidence.
Seek to establish?
The proof of evidence of what it is that you're seeking to know and learn. If you learn something from somebody, go to its source. Go to its proof. Okay. I don't know, just a reflection.
JazakAllah khair.
Again. It's like, good for you.
I don't know. Honestly, it was just confusing for me. I didn't get it.
Okay, so, inshallah. No, it's just, I guess it's just a jumble of thoughts that I'm trying to articulate, but didn't do a very good job.
No. It could be also that I just don't understand. My mind is sluggish right now. No problem at all. Where were we? So, Al-Kareem, right?
I just totally threw him off.
Yeah, it's okay. A couple of things with regards to Al-Kareem, though. Yeah. First is, when we talk about Allah Azza wa Jalla Al-Kareem, how is Allah Azza wa Jalla Al-Kareem? How is he generous? A couple of ways. One is Allah Azza wa Jalla, the scholars say,
Jannah itself is
Yu'ti, they say Yu'ti wa Yuthni.
Okay.
Yu'ti wa Yuthni, meaning that he gives and he praises.
Okay.
Like, if you're the one giving, your natural reaction is to not to praise someone who did something that you facilitated for them.
Oh, giving somebody the credit even though you did it? Kind of like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives us patience and then he praises us for being patient. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives us iman and then he praises us for believing in him. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives us everything and then he praises and rewards. Right? So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he gives us all of the gifts and then he praises us for using them or for actually acting in according to how he
commands. And in reality, one could not have done it without him anyway.
And that's why, even when you praise Allah, say for example, this moment where we're talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla, the person who's watching the video, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who facilitated for us. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who inspired us. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gifted us these moments of praising Him. And so even if you were to say Alhamdulillah on a particular day, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who inspired you to say Alhamdulillah. And so then you need to thank Him for inspiring you to say Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah for Alhamdulillah.
Exactly, and it just becomes a cycle.
You're gonna go into a whole,
it goes on forever.
A whole.
Also, Al-Kareem, someone who's Kareem, is someone who gives before they are asked. Because even when a person could be generous, yeah, and they give, but a higher level is what? You know.
You totally anticipate everything.
You give before anybody asks you. And isn't that more beautiful than the person who, because even asking has this aspect of you know, madalla. It's humiliating to ask.
Yeah.
No matter how insignificant or whoever, it's always. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving, and of course, with regards to Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's not humiliating to ask Allah.
Right.
Rather, it's worship and it's closeness and it's nearness.
Yes.
But Allah Azza wa Jalla gives so much even before us asking. Imagine if we had to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for our heartbeat. We had to ask Him for our vision. We had to ask Him for our hearing. We had to ask Him for.
Imagine anybody on a breathing machine.
Right?
Yeah.
It's. And Allah Azza wa Jalla continues to give. And that's why at one point in time, a man.
How thankful are we? Just simple, basic things like you got breathing, bowel movement, sleep. Like just such simple, basic stuff.
All of these systems that are just keeping you going and you're never thinking about it.
Yeah. And it's like you don't even realize it. Like you have that blessing until something goes wrong.
And hence, you know, there was a man who once came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he had committed a sin and the Prophet commanded him to pay an expiation. And the man left the masjid upset. And it was said that he was a hypocrite, but he said, my wealth is just disappearing in sadaqat and kafarat, charity and expiation, ever since I entered into the religion of Muhammad.
Mm.
So, you know, even just him saying Muhammad kind of gives you like, so he was...
Was that a defining factor that the Muslims would see him as Rasulullah versus non and hypocrites would also always call him Muhammad?
Definitely, it's a sign, okay. Definitely. Because even Allah never calls the Prophet ﷺ by his first name.
Okay.
In the Quran. Never. He never calls upon him by his first name. He never says, Ya Muhammad.
Okay.
Whereas Allah calls all of the, not, he calls the other prophets by their names.
Yeah.
Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Khudil Kitab al-Quwa, Ya Isa, Inni Mutawafiq. It goes on like that. However, with Muhammad ﷺ, it's always Ya Ayyuhan Nabi. O Prophet. He'll talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the, I don't know what tense this is called, but it won't be direct. He won't be speaking to him in third person. So okay. He says to him, "Ma kana Muhammad aba ahadin min rijalikum." Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of
it
Allah.
It just reminds even that verse that was revealed and he turned away.
Abasa tawalla and ja'a al-a'ma. His name isn't mentioned, right?
Yeah.
But he's not being called upon directly for sure. So if that's the case, and even his wives, right? This intimate relationship where anybody by their wives, whether they're the president of a country or the king, they're called by their first name.
Yeah.
You know, but even his wives would call him Ya Rasulullah. So that doesn't get more intimate than that. And so for them to call him by his first name is definitely something that's absolutely out of the ordinary. So he says, ever since I entered into the religion of Muhammad. And so Allah, as we then revealed, verses in Surah Al-Balad.
Okay.
Speaking about, you know what, you're upset about this fundraiser, and this is something that I reflect on every single Ramadan, because in Ramadan, people get squeezed, and some people actually get frustrated, they get upset, like they don't want to go to the masjid anymore, they're so...
Well, they find another masjid, they're great,
and they get a fundraiser there too. It's like, you're going to have to stay home, basically.
Yeah.
So this man, he was upset about all of this charity that he still has to give, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed, يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَعَلَى النُّبَدَى. He says that I've spent an incredible amount of wealth. أَيَحْسَبُ And لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. Does he think that nobody sees him? And then Allah begins to mention a few blessings that if you were to receive an inventory for, an invoice for, you wouldn't be able to pay it back.
Yeah.
He says, لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْ. Didn't we make for him two eyes?
Mm-hmm.
وَلِسَانُ وَشَفَتَيْنَ. Like these eyes, they just never, ever, 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 ever stop, right? And your tongue and your lips and your tongue just talks all day and you never get a cramp. You're never sore. Your tongue never gets dehydrated. You don't cramp up. And then Allah
says, your heart doesn't get sore. Like your heart is working. You work your heart hard.
You work your heart hard.
And it's a muscle. Every other muscle in the body gets sore.
Yep.
But your heart.
Your heart doesn't. And your tongue doesn't.
Yeah.
And your eyes maybe, right? If low light or what have you. But your eyes generally, they're working. Alhamdulillah. Allah says, وَلِسَانَ وَشَفْدَيْنَ وَهَدَيْنَهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ. And greater than that, we guided you. And none of us would have been guided without the guidance of Allah. So all of that is from the benevolence and the generosity of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Al-Kareem also is the one who, when they have power over you, they forgive.
They don't exercise their power.
They don't exercise their power. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he entered into Mecca and he said, what do you think I'm going to do with you? They said, you are Al-Kareem, the son of Al-Kareem. Like you are our noble, it's translated as noble, but the word they use is Kareem. You are our Kareem son of a Kareem brother. Right, and that's what the Prophet ﷺ was. And Yusuf was al-Kareem, And what did Yusuf say to his brothers? You know this very well. What did Yusuf say to his brothers?
He says, there's no
blame on you. Yeah. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said to the people of Mecca. He said, there's no blame on you. He followed suit. And so Kareem...
It's funny, this guy, I'm just thinking about it in English. It's like, you're Kareem, you're Ibn al-Kareem, you're Abd al-Kareem. It's just like, just be nice.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Be generous. Be forgiving. Be Kareem. And Karam is absolutely an impressive attribute to have. When people have Karam, you love them.
So is Akram related to
Kareem? Yeah, it's just Akram is the most Kareem.
Okay.
Kareem Akram.
Who doesn't exercise that power?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described Allah as being Kareem. He says, your Lord is Hayyun Kareem. Allah Azza wa Jalla is shy and Kareem.
Okay.
Yastahi.
Is it shy? I thought it was full of life. No.
That's Hayat.
Hayat. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hayat is, it's also modesty, shyness. It's a very comprehensive term. But the Prophet ﷺ described Allah as being that. Mm-hmm. And Kareem, why? He has istihya, that he is too shy or too modest, or that if a person, one of his slaves raises their hand, that Allah Azza wa Jal allows them to be lowered empty-handed and disgraced. It is impossible that you raise your hands like this
and he would leave you empty-handed.
And that he leaves you empty-handed because of how Kareem Allah Azza wa Jal is.
Is that why they said to do that?
To raise your hands?
Yeah.
You raise your hands, of course, when you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for sure.
Is that simply an etiquette of dua?
It is an etiquette of dua. You can make dua by not raising your hands.
Right.
But it is definitely an adab. It increases your
likelihood,
inshallah.
So what's the takeaway?
The takeaway is to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal's generosity and benevolence over you. That's the first, that you recognize it.
Be conscious.
That you be conscious of it, that you appreciate it.
Is there any mention of Kareem in the statements of within Salah?
Unless the person's reciting Quran, that's it.
Okay.
But the idea is that I become more conscious of Allah's blessing. There are a lot of people who just, they don't pay attention to blessings. They have no idea. They pay no attention. One of the blessings that I'll tell you right now that most people don't even think about is just the blessing of security. We're just sitting here. We're not worried about anything. We've got our cameras up and, you know, we're planning on where to go to lunch and the entire city's ahead of us and it's all open for us to go. And you know what? If you leave your family at home, you're not worried about them. Khawf, fear, is a paralyzing emotion. The lack of security, once that is taken away from a city, it's, you know, that's one of the reasons why the jurists, the scholars, the companions, they all believed that an oppressive ruler is better than chaos.
Because in chaos, you have no safety whatsoever.
There's no safety whatsoever.
Everybody's affected.
And they'll talk about, they'll even say something like, you know, a tyrant ruling for 60 years or 100 years is better than the chaos of a day.
And we see that. We see the effect of that now.
So this, just appreciating blessings.
Was that a statement of a scholar or was that just something?
So many of them.
So many, okay. Okay.
So feeling appreciative of the blessings that Allah Azza has, that you look at your family, that you look at your health, that you look at the money that you have, and appreciate that. You know, there are people who are waking up today, making $80,000, upset at God, feeling that they are less fortunate or that they have the short side of the stick. Because
the funny thing is, $75,000 a year is like the happiness threshold. After that, money and happiness have no relation.
Great. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, look at those who are above you, below you in this world life, and don't look at those above you. That will make you more, it will make you more likely to not reject the favors of God. When all I'm doing is watching The Real Housewives of Hollywood, all I'm doing is keeping up with the Kardashians, all I'm doing is just watching people who have more money, more fame. Before them, it was lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Well, sometimes you might look at them and be like, you know, alhamdulillah.
Yeah. You say alhamdulillah from one aspect, but it's like, oh my God, they're so cool. Oh my God, I'm this. Oh my God, I'm that. And the Prophet ﷺ said that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that a person, it'll be said about a person how cool they are. how intelligent they are. وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. They will not have an atom's weight of faith in their heart. You know, and that's like, to me, that's like our celebrity culture. It's, we are so impressed by people who don't have an atom's weight of iman. But that's neither here nor there. We come back to this issue of looking at those who are below you. If I spent my time looking at the 6 billion people who make much less than me. And that's one of the really cool apps, by the way, for you to check out, is you just look up Global Rich List.
Okay.
And if you just Google it, Global Rich List, you'll find, you put in your currency, you put in how much money you make, and it'll tell you which percentile you fall into.
Okay.
When it comes to the global setup.
Okay.
When it talks about, you know, billions of people who are living on less than a dollar a day, where do you fall? Bilal Khan, where do you fall? Ahmed, Fatima. You will most likely fall in the top 10% of the world, if not the top 5% of the world, if not the top 1% of the world. And that person is waking up upset at Allah Azza wa Jalla, right? So part of understanding Allah's karam,
you know,
is to look at those who are below you.
It's like the thought that, what was it? The farmer is not, the farmer is not an atheist.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they have to rely so much on the fact that it's just, I think part of it has to, is it, what is it that breeds apathy in that regard? Apathy towards one's own blessings.
I think it's just the lack of focus, and it's also part of it is a lack of always looking at those who have more. It's a disease. Like, it destroys the heart. If all you're doing is looking at those who have a better family than you, that's also social media. Everybody shows their best attributes, right? They show the best that they have. They don't show an hour before when they were, you know, in a fight with their family. Like, yeah, I woke up like this.
Although this face is...
That's the face that you get all the time.
Yeah. I can realistically say I woke up like this.
Yeah. And practicing becoming more kareem with yourself.
Mm.
Generosity, karam can even be, karam can even be just saying good words to people. Just having that attribute of giving and giving and giving and giving.
Okay.
Giving before you're asked, giving more than you take, giving more that you take. And recognizing that it is a high, high level. You know, Mutanabbi, he says a verse, he says, لَوْلَا الْمَشَقَّةُ. Mutanabbi is a famous Arab poet.
Okay.
He says, he's one of the best. And he's one of the most arrogant. And he's just a poet par excellence, extraordinaire, with all of the attitude.
That his skill brings forth.
Oh my goodness. Okay. He's like a celebrity for sure. He's got that diva attitude.
Okay.
All of that. And when he's introspective, it's unbelievable. A lot of his stuff, though, is praising kings. Anyway,
okay.
Al-Mutanabbi, he says, لَوْلَا الْمَشَقَّةَ سَعْدَ النَّاسُ كُلُّهُمُ. He says, if it wasn't for difficulty, everyone would be an all-star. If it wasn't for difficulty, everyone would be like the cream of the crop.
Okay.
الْجُودُ مُفْقِرٌ وَالْإِقْدَامُ قَتَّالُ. Hold on. Okay. He says, الْجُودُ مُفْقِرٌ وَالْإِقْدَامُ قَتَّالُ. He says, but generosity bankrupts. And being in the front lines kills. That's the reality. That's what separates everybody. The fact that, you know what? If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
Everyone would be the best. But generosity bankrupts. And being in the front lines, everybody would be a hero. But nobody wants to die.
True.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I forgot. But the thought was, if everybody's awesome, then what is awesome?
Yeah, exactly. Not everyone's willing to pay the price of awesome. And that's what separates everybody.
Yeah.
So this is Al-Kareem. And we end here. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadu alayhi wa sallam.